Dunmo author creates £1 million house from a council house. When author John wanted to find the most perfect home to write his novels in, a three-bedroom semi-detached council house bought for £74,000 was not quite what he imagined. Fast forward 25 years and that same home is now worth an estimated £1 million, and each bedroom has been meticulously inspired and designed to create his perfect places and is now a tourist attraction. But it has not been all easy for the great Dunmo writer, as John had to make the difficult decision to start drawing down his pension to save Talliston House and Gardens from being one of the financial casualties during the pandemic. The Talliston had a fabulous year prior to the pandemic, as it continued to be a phenomenal success since 2016, with its sold-out house and seasonal-themed tour guides, commercial venue hire and short accommodation stays. The site was featured on multiple TV shows like Netflix's Amazing Interior and BBC's A Home Away From Home, and John secured a book deal to write about the house in 2019. Bookings were said to be blocked out between January and September 2020 following rapid peak demands. This motivated John to move out of the Talliston and signed a year-long lease for a rented property 5 minutes away in January of that year, as the house had to have its own life. However, months later, COVID-19 severely affected the UK, including John, who had to juggle three houses and not a single penny coming in to help preserve Talliston's maintenance. Income from visits, stays and commercial hire strictly goes to the upkeep of the home, meaning John says that he does not take any money or profit from any booking. This meant that lockdown severely affected John, leading him to weigh up his options. He said, "I had a choice at that point. I could have let Talliston go. I could have said, right, I don't have the money to do it. But I just decided Talliston being my child, it was more important that it was saved." The Talliston was originally a three-bedroom semi-detached council house. John moved out of his hometown in East London and bought the house for £74,000 on October the 6th, 1990, and he quickly started renovating to create the perfect place to write in. It took 25 years to finish his fantasy project and turn it into a 13-bedroom property, with each room meticulously inspired and designed to create his perfect places. John explained, "I realised quite early on that the house I wanted to live in and the house I could have afforded were completely the opposite ends of the spectrum. So what I did was I built a house I wanted to live inside a house I could have afforded. That's about as simple as I could possibly make it." Other features of the property include a 75-foot garden, a courtyard, a cabin and a pool. But the house needs a lot of maintenance, so there's a network of volunteers, including himself, to help with all the housekeeping and events at the property. The house started to garner public attention in the mid-2010s after being dubbed Britain's Most Extraordinary Home by various publications. Talking about the label, he said, "The most important thing about that is the word home, because it was created as a place I wanted to live in. I just wanted to show that I could live inside of this world I created." He added, "That's one of the reasons why I eventually allow people into Talliston, because I want to show people what it's like to take something extremely out of the ordinary and then build something really quite extraordinary. The lovely thing about the house is not just what it looks like, it's what it feels like to be in there. Despite the adversities the Talliston has gone through in the last few years, John said that things have almost been back to normal this year. New ventures include launching an online shop, a patron scheme, and self-contained accommodation, which started the evolution of keeping the house from disappearing. Sadly, COVID-19 has also wiped out the property's financial reserves, but John feels so much pleasure in everything he's achieved over the last 33 years. He said, "The way I finish a book is exactly how I felt when I finished the house. My job now is to keep it as it was when it was finished and let people come and share that experience. And I think I always talk about the house, and if it's a child, because it has the same sense of achievement when you go and see Taliston mentioned in the press or pictures being posted. And it's a bit like that, that lovely sense of being really happy that your child has actually gone out and has its own life sort of thing. I look at Taliston and it's just astonishing that happened. Then one day you achieve this thing, then it gives, you know, it gives so much pleasure back. It gives me so much pleasure, I can actually say I achieved my dream."